here again, Brian and Carl with the Midwest Punks podcast. That intro song, if that wasn't a hint to what we're covering today, that was Punk Love by Magnetic Fields. And Brian, you picked up that song to start off the show for a good reason.
I thought it was fitting. Yeah.
So we're here February 11th today, so we got 3 days until the, if you want to say, dreaded Valentine's Day, whatever it is. But yeah, so we're just a few days away from Valentine's Day. Last episode, we kind of did a little spinoff and did Galentine's Day, which was celebrating some ladies in punk rock and ladies who rock, referring to the Galentine's holiday that came from the Parks and Rec show. This holiday is about as, I guess, as serious, but it's Valentine's Day. So we wanted to throw out some punk love songs that maybe, you can put on the playlist when you going on your date and set the mood. So,
that's right.
You
know, light some candles, listen to some punk music.
Yeah, and we got a couple good bands for you today. We're going to show some or play some songs that have to do with relationships and love and stuff like that, but they have a punk twist on them, like everything else on this show. And hopefully there's some new ones that maybe you haven't heard of, and Brian and I are bringing you some new songs, some new bands to check out. I know last week I still can't get over, Brian, you found just happened upon that Sincere Engineer band,
and oh, yeah.
I've been playing that all week, man.
Me too.
Yeah,
amazing.
And they're coming to Chicago, I think it's like in April or something, and I'm definitely going to try and get some tickets to that. But yeah, that was, and hopefully we're doing that for everybody else who's tuning in, you know, giving you some bands that that you might not have heard of otherwise. So
that's right. Send us some bands. Go to our Facebook page, and that's Midwest Punks Podcast, and send us, you know, you got a list of songs you like, and you know, love songs you think we missed on the show here. Send them in. You know, next time we do a show like this, we'll have them in there.
Yeah, we made a post about doing this show last week, I think it was, and we did get a couple people who responded. So there's a couple songs that we'll play that are from some Facebook followers who, you know, we've got some pretty good people on the page who are being engaged and everything. So it's some good conversations are going to happen there. So definitely be sure to go over there and check it out. Also check out our really cool logo that it was made by our buddy over at JR Brand Goods, and give his page a like. He's a local artist, local graphic designer, and he does, you know, services for business and stuff too, but he really helped us out and came up with a pretty cool logo.
Oh yeah, so, it's awesome.
Yeah, go over and check it out, give it a like, give his page a like, support local businesses and stuff, so all of that. But yeah, so I guess that was kind of our idea for the show, love songs, and we got a list, so we'll start getting through them. Brian, you want to go ahead and pick the first one?
Yeah, we could start off with let's go with the Descendants.
Okay. What song do we have? I know that was actually one of the bands that was requested by somebody on Facebook too. So okay. I wonder if we have the same song.
Let's see. What do you got?
They'd requested Hope. Which one?
Okay, I got Silly Girl. Okay. So we could start with Hope if you want.
We can do them both. Let's do them both.
Okay. Let's start with Silly Girl here from the Descendants. Let's just get right into it.
All right.
Thank you.
So that was Silly Girl by the Descendants. And we're going to play another song by them here in just a minute. Just wanted to break in during that song. I was starting to tell Brian that I saw a meme on Facebook. There's always some good memes out there, and I'll make sure we share it on our page. So head over and check it out. But it was a, to kind of describe it, it was a meme about punk rockers who are, I think the age was like 35 and older or something at punk shows nowadays. And it showed Hank Hill standing with a beer and a cigarette and a Descendant shirt on and just standing by the bathroom. So that kind of sums up, you know, we talked about that a few times that, you know, sometimes now going to shows, I have to get in the pits and stuff. I like that still. But after a while, you're kind of like, I'll just stand in the back. Let those younger people
do. Arthritis kicks in.
Yeah. Worried about throwing out your back or something. So, yeah. But it came to mind. We'll share it on the page. It was funny. That was Silly Girl by the Descendants. And now we have Hope by the Descendants, who this song was requested by a Facebook follower, Chris Houston. And this song's from their 1982 album, Milo Goes to College. So I know, you know, Descendants have been around in the scene a good amount of time. So that's why I think they're kind of referred to a lot as, you know, some of the older punks, you know, liking the Descendants and repping their shirts and stuff. So, but here we go. If you got it pulled up, Brian.
Yeah, let's hit it.
So that was Hope by the Descendants. Before that, we had Silly Girl by the Descendants. So going back a little bit with the Descendants who've been around, like we said, on the scene for a long time. Brian, you know, you pretty familiar with the Descendants?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I like a lot of their older stuff. Just the sound that they have, a more melodic kind of sound, something that I've always been a fan. You know, I think bands like that stand out. You know, they have their own unique thing going on.
Yeah, that's always cool. When, like we talked about last time too, because last time going through like the ladies in punk rock and things, we saw who influenced who, and people from one band kind of went on to form another band. So that's always really cool to see the lines of influence, or however you want to say it. But so again, Descendants have been around for a while, and now I know we're going to go to a little bit more of a mainstream band, but at the time, I think both these songs, again, Brian and I both have a song from this band, but it's not really their newer stuff either, so it's some of the stuff from back in the day. Blink-182. Brian, what song did you have from Blink-182?
I had M&M's.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I had Josie, which I jokingly sing that song to my wife sometimes still, because she brings me Mexican food and things like that. But we'll hear more from the song. But I know with Josie, turns out, I guess, from what I've read, Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 said he just wrote it about what he thought an ideal girlfriend was. So it wasn't actually about a girlfriend, but it was what he thought back in the Dude Ranch days, one of their early albums, or first album, I think, came out in 97. They didn't have the drummer that they... Travis Barker.
Yeah.
He wasn't the original drummer, I know, but Mark and Tom DeLonge were still in the band. So what was that, the same album as your song?
No, that's a different album. That was off of their first studio album, which was, I'm going to get it wrong.
Oh, Cheshire.
Cheshire Cat.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this was a little bit after...
I think that was 95 when that one came out. Okay. Yeah, that was 97. I think.
Okay, so then Cheshire Cat, and then following that was Dude Ranch. So these came out about in the mid to late 90s. So yeah, whichever one you got queued up, Brent, if you want to get into it.
Let's start off with Josie and see.
All right. Right, and that was Josie by Blink-182. Again, I read that was written about an ideal girlfriend. So if you listen to that song and, you know.
Imaginary, yeah.
Yeah, an ideal one that they said, you know, bringing Mexican food from Sombrero, giving you ride home when you're too drunk to drive, and not complaining when you hang out with the guys. I mean, all that kind of stuff. So good song, though, I think, and that's off of their Dude Ranch album. Brian and I were talking, and even that plays a little faster and harder than some of Blink-182's newer stuff, and this was the first album that kind of drew me into them. But that was just you listen to the drums on that and the pacing and stuff like that. It was such a fast song. And now we're going to go back a little further even to their Cheshire Cat album.
1994, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And with the song that you got, Brian, M&M's?
Yep, M&M's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, so this a little bit different sounding than the Blink-182 some people might be familiar with on the radio today.
A little rougher, yeah.
But I like it.
All right, let's give it a listen.
So that was M&M by Blink-182 off of their first studio album, we think, the Cheshire Cat. So, again, different sound, but more of the back-in-the-day punk sound from the SoCal area, Green Day kind of, is, you know, early 90s. So we're going to move right on over to a band, the Suicide Machines. We have two songs. One has been requested again from Facebook, so make sure you jump over there. Find us at Midwest Punks Podcast and join in the conversation. Share some bands. Tag your friend's band. Tag your band. Share some songs. Send us a message. Whatever it is. But we'll make sure we always include you the songs on the show. So that's what we're going to do now.
If they're radio appropriate.
Radio appropriate, yeah. We got to try and shoot for that. A few edits here and there, we can handle that. But so New Girl by the Suicide Machines was requested by Sean Gutzman on Facebook.
Sorry if we're butchering names.
Now. Yeah, it's understandable. I have one of those names that people butcher too, so I feel it. This was released on an album in 1995. And we'll follow this up, Brian. I know you have a Suicide Machine song on your list of Valentine's punk songs, too. So, but we'll give it a listen first to New Girl.
All right, let's go.
Was New Girl by the Suicide Machines, and they're a band that's been around since the early 90s.
They actually, a lot of people assume that they're from California because they have that sound,
yeah.
But they're actually from Detroit, Michigan.
Nice.
So they're a Midwest.
So they're a Midwest, yep. Mm-hmm. Here we go. They got a cool sound to them. I know I've heard them before, you know, I don't know if I ever had an album, or I know I haven't seen them at a show or anything like that, but I've heard them from time to time. They're always a good, got a good sound to them.
Yeah, some of their earlier albums have a little bit of a ska influence,
yeah.
A little more into them. So.
Yeah, and that's always cool. And so that was requested by somebody on Facebook. Brian, I know you have another song by them that made it onto your list. Sometimes I Don't Mind is the name of the song. And
I like this song. It's a little different. Because it's actually, you listen to the song, it sounds like a love song, and they're kind of poking fun at love songs a little bit, because you realize about a minute into the song that they're actually singing it to a dog. So you'll see what I mean.
Yeah, but you can have some real love with your dog, so no, you know, not
throwing. Not that kind of love, Carl. Not.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but, you know, you can still give this song a listen and sing it to your dog, whatever you want to do. But we're just going to bring
That's
you
right.
the Suicide Machines with Sometimes I Don't Mind.
There's something with the way you walk. There's something that lights a spark inside of me. And it makes me want to sing. Makes me forget everything. There's something there inside your eyes. Lets me know you never lie. You fill me up. And I know what you need. Do you know what you mean to me? Well, I watch you sleep sometimes, and it feels like the first time. And you're always on my mind. Yeah.
Yep, I guess that song was about a dog.
Yeah.
But but it was still a good one. Sometimes I Don't Mind, the Suicide Machines, coming out with a love song for your dog.
That's right.
And
not everybody has another person to celebrate Valentine's Day with.
No, and even when you do, sometimes you can't forget about those loyal pets you got, too, because I know I got three of them at home, that three old boys, so they get gifts more times than my wife and I get each other gifts. We make sure we get the dogs gifts, Christmas, whatever. So yeah.
I have a fish.
Yeah, well, you know, write a song about your fish, and maybe we'll put you on a show. We're going over some punk love songs, and we've made it through a couple doubles that we've had. So we've Brian and I both had a Blink-182 song on. Brian had a couple songs that were also same band, was requested by some Facebook followers that we have. And so I know you have another one you want to make sure you get to, Brian, on your list. And this was from
former coworker of Carl and I.
Yeah, both of us.
Nick Dimitrovich.
Yeah, and so this song is Mushy Love Song, and it's by Tsunami Bomb. And I'm not familiar with the band, but
I've heard a little bit of them. If he didn't point it out, I probably would have looked right past him. But I definitely like their sound. Some that I've never really gotten listened to them a bunch. But, you know, go check them out.
Yeah.
Find them on Spotify, wherever.
And this song's off a 2016 album. So
yeah, they've been around since 98.
So. Yeah, mm-hmm. And so they're still coming out with some content. And are they local? Oh, no, they're from California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Let's give a listen to Mushy Love Song. Let us know what you think, and maybe this will be another band that we can turn you on to, and you know, if our buddy Nick turned us on to it. So let's give it a listen, see what you think.
For our birthday, we went to Denny's. We saw my grandpa there. Like your spiky ear. I was so shy, cause you are such a handsome guy. I like to hold that giant gun, and now you know it's a hard boy. I was so long, but don't think I was so long. Excuse me, but excuse me, I was singing, but you love song, sweet as a time. It was
Mushy Love Song by the Tsunami Bomb.
Yeah, it's a pretty good song.
Yeah, and they got a faster sound. They're a California punk band, still making some music. That song was off their 2016 album, Trust No One, so go check out some of their other stuff. I know I'm going to do that too. Last week, and the weeks before, we're hoping that we are bringing you on to some new bands, local bands, even just some bands from back in the day that maybe you hadn't heard from or hadn't heard in a long time. So whatever it is, we're trying to bring you some good music, good punk music, and we're always open to your recommendations too. So hit us up on Facebook at Midwest Punks Podcast. Send over some songs, tag your band, your buddy's band, whatever it is. We're going to keep moving on down our list, trying to fill in as much music as we can today. So, Brian, this is another one on your list.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs for the holiday here. Barbed Wire Love by the Stiff Little Fingers. They are a band from the 70s, if you're not familiar with them. They are from the Northern Ireland kind of area and kind of like, you know, the things that were going on at that time. There's a lot of tension in the area, and a lot of their songs are about the...
Have some of that story in them and stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So they're an awesome band. I would recommend checking them out. Their name actually comes from another punk band, the Vibrators. The earlier 70s, they started out, and one of their songs is titled Stiff Little Fingers. Okay, so that's kind of where they picked up their name.
Got inspired by that, yeah.
That's all the facts that I have for you. I won't bore you too much with it.
Yeah.
But let's give it a listen and see what you think.
All right, Barbed Wire Love from Stiff Little Fingers. Stiff Little Fingers, Barbed Wire Love, And yeah, it was definitely a cool song. And
so good, yeah.
Yeah, and we were talking while I was playing, and you can kind of hear the, I don't know if it was influence, I'm not sure how the timeline worked out, but Clash and Ramones and even little doo-wop and Beach Boys in there maybe, yeah. And, you know. So, Brent, you were saying they used to be a cover band, so they were probably familiar with playing a bunch of songs like that. And so it's kind of sounded the same, and some people might not even, might just hear it and think it was kind of a doo-wop-y love song, and they made it into a punk song. So definitely cool sound coming from the Stiff Little Fingers band, so check them out. I'm definitely going to give a listen to a few of their other albums and see what else I can find from them. But kind of sticking to the same time frame, that was late 70s when Stiff Little Fingers came out with that one. This is late 70s too. We're going to move on to one of my favorite bands and influential bands, the Ramones, with I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. And this came out on their self-titled album in 76. They were known for kind of playing faster and, you know, poppy a little bit, and it's kind of the same thing. But this song is a little slower, just like Stiff Little Fingers. So here we go. Want to Be Your Boyfriend by the Ramones.
Hey, little girl, I want to be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Do you love me, babe? What do you say? Do you love me, babe? What can I say? Because I wanna be your boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Boyfriend, hey little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Do you love me, babe? What do you say? Do you love me, babe? What can I say? Because I wanna be a boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend.
The Ramones with I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. So if you're trying to seal the deal this week and get somebody to be your girlfriend, then let Joey Ramone help you with his voice and those words. Like I said, not a typical Ramones song or the typical Ramones speed, but a little bit of a love song there. So we got a few more on the list. I know we're always fighting the clock here, Brian. It goes so much quicker when we're in here, and we always put together lists, and we have long lists of songs, and we just try to get through as many as we can. We'll post some more on Facebook, so be sure to jump over there. Who do you got next, Brian?
I was going to go with Pulp. Not necessarily a punk band, but they definitely fall in the indie, Britpop kind of this.
And with them, we're still in the 70s.
Yeah, we're still in the 78 when they started doing their thing. That singer, Jarvis Cocker, was actually 15 years old when he started this band.
Wow.
Him and his friends in high school, it sounds like. And they started off as, I believe it was called Arabic. I don't know how to say it. Arbicus Pulp.
Okay.
Something like that. They just shortened it to Pulp later. But I like their stuff. It's it's a little more indie kind of sound to it, but it definitely has like a gritty kind of punkness to it. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was fitting. I really like this song. Yeah. It's called Anorexic Beauty, and it's kind of just a goofy song about a girl he meets in a bar that has a anorexic qualities to her.
Well, let's give it a listen from the band Pulp, late 70s, and we'll hear Anorexic Beauty with them. And it's kind of sticking with the last few songs we've been in the 70s between the Ramones and Stiff Little Fingers. So we'll stick in that time era, and you can always kind of hear the influence one band had on another. So Pulp with Anorexic Beauty.
Anorexic Beauty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, from the late 70s, kind of that rock, punk, early punk sound.
A little new wave in there.
Yeah. So definitely check out Pulp and see what else they got that you might like. But that one was called Anorexic Beauty, and it fits our theme of today with some love songs that you hit play in a few days when it's Valentine's Day let punk set the mood and some rock songs play. So we're going to keep on moving. We got a few more songs we wanted to try and fit in for today. Brian, this was another one on your list.
Yeah, I'm kind of keeping them with the sound of the Ramones and where we're kind of at here. Boris the Sprinkler, they actually have a song called Kill the Ramones. Mm-hmm. And so this is not the one we're going to play, but they are also a Midwest band from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Nice.
Started around 92. The singer, his name is Reverend Norb, he goes by. Hmm. And they have still been making stuff. I think they're up until 2019. I haven't seen them around in a while, but years ago, he put on a really good show. He's always wearing some kind of bodysuit with leopard print all over it or something. Yeah. Kind of just flamboyant. And
yeah. Yeah, I'll have to check them out. I don't think I'm familiar with them at all. But
yeah, but yeah, give them a listen.
And if they have a song about the Ramones and if they're influenced by the Ramones and stuff, this song that you're going to play is Sheena's Got a Microwave.
Yes, Sheena's Got a Microwave.
Ramones have a song about Sheena being a punk rocker. So, You know, again, just it all kind of ties together. You can hear the influence. These kids in 90s were influenced by Ramones, and now they're making music. So they make some music with tip of the hat to Ramones a couple times. So it's always really cool to hear.
Yeah, but, and Sheena uses her microwave to read comic books with the light. So that kind of ties in with us going to be this weekend.
Because Brian and I both work at Lakeshore Public Media, which operates Lakeshore PBS and Lakeshore Public Radio in Northwest Indiana. We're always active in the community. One of our co-workers here too, Jose, he helped us early on with the podcast and still does from time to time. He's got a show called Region Nerd Alert, and so check that out. You can find it on the website. Maybe we'll cross-post something on Facebook because it's always a good show too. But there's a Comic-Con event coming up in Schererville, which is right here in Northwest Indiana again, this Saturday. It's the Northwest Indiana Comic-Con. It's a huge event. I've gone in the past. It's always great. Cosplay contests, tons of vendors, all of that. So, yeah, that definitely fits in with this song. So,
what's it, $10 to get in?
Yeah, it's like $10 to get in. I mean, you get a lot. Kids like 12 and under are free or something. So definitely check that out, Northwest Indiana Comic-Con coming this Saturday, February 15th. So after you get through playing these songs on Valentine's Day, get your tickets, and that can be part of the gift. So there we go. We're setting you up here on Midwest Punks. So let's give a listen to Boris the Sprinkler, which Sheena's Got a Microwave, and here we go.
All right.
Sheena's got a microwave now. Sheena's got a microwave.
Boris the Sprinkler, and Sheena's Got a Microwave. So they definitely got a cool sound to them. Going to check them out. I know we're running short on time. We were hoping to be able to close out the show today with two bands with ties to the Midwest here in Chicago. So, Brian, the first was on your list, The Vindictives. And what song you got by them?
In the Corner.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And they're a Chicago-based punk band, been around from the 90s. Brian, you're saying Ben Weasel from Screeching Weasel was actually a former member and everything. So all these ties in the Midwest. And hopefully if you haven't heard them or you haven't heard this song, check it out, check them out, and add them to your playlist. So right. We have the Vindictives with In the Corner.
Let's check it out.
Cool. The Vindictives playing, what was the song, Brian?
In the Corner.
In the Corner. Mm-hmm. And so Chicago-based band with ties and links to Screeching Weasel and some of the other bands that have been prominent in the area and stuff. So give them a listen, check them out. And we're going to move right on into another band. Brian, we've had them, we haven't had them on the show. Maybe we should. But we've played them a few times now. They're a local band with ties right here in Northwest Indiana. And this band is Lights Over Bridgeport. The song is Saving April. And so it's kind of a song that fits the theme. It's a song about being obsessed with the, or not obsessed, but being in the giddy mood, I guess, after, you know, with having a girl and stuff like that. So when you listen to the lyrics and stuff, you'll hear it. But yeah, man, Lights Over Bridgeport, they rock. And I know, like I said, we've played them a few times. We've talked about, you know, trying to catch them local when they're playing. So, but yeah, and just be sure to, we're going to play out with this song, but be sure to follow us on Facebook. And
that's right. Midwest Punks Podcast on Facebook.
Yeah, and we're always posting some stuff there, sharing music, sharing music videos, some funny memes. Brian, you just shared some info about the Tiny Desk concert.
That's a contest,
which,
yeah.
Contest, mm-hmm. which you know, works tied with us because we're an NPR affiliate at Lakeshore Public Radio, where Brian and I work.
89.1 FM.
Yep, streaming on the website, too. Catch our podcast there. So we'll definitely have some more info on that because Brian and I would love to kind of help coordinate some local bands putting together some videos and getting entered in that contest. Mm-hmm. So that's just exposure for you guys and something cool for us. So we'll definitely have to cover that maybe next time on the show. We'll talk about that some more. Otherwise, Brian, another one in the books. We're moving right along.
Are we done? This is it?
Yeah, we're going to play out right now. We're with Lights Over Bridgeport, Saving April, and we'll be back again next week.
See you next time.
All right.